Oh, if you're being mishamish with the karka, if you put down and sleep on the ground, that's also kinyan in the ground. Put down a blanket. Oh, my Rabbi Yirmiyah b'roi, oh, my Rabbi Yehuda, that haiman d'shah d'lifta, they tili d'yarya d'ger, somebody throws, haiman d'shah d'lifta, somebody throws, Rajpam says, shazara lefis, he wants to plant lefis, turnips, d'shah d'lifta, they tili d'yarya d'ger, and the ger's property, the ger just died, and his property is cracks, they're cracks in the ground, and you take now a turnip and throw it in there. So a person that goes and throws the shada lifto, they kill you by the cracks, the eye of the ger. Is the heavy chazaka? That's not called the chazaka. That's the one, not the way to go, but it continues in the chazaka, in the karka. My time, what's the reason? The idna the shadya, when you now throw these seeds, this lefas, the turnip seeds there, lehevi shvacha. You're not like improving the karka. Right now, there's no shvach right now. Lehevei shvacha hashto. The shod of a lehevei shvacha. Of a hashto, the koshavach, memele koshavach. But whenever the shvach does come out, it comes out by itself. That's not called you did it. That's not called a chazaka. If you stand go down to somebody's field, and you stand throw seeds into the field, that's not called a chazaka. Because right now you didn't improve the field. Later on, when it grows, true, you made the field much better. But that happens by itself. That's not called your action. That's not called the Maisa Chazaka. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Haiman de Posh, de Poshach Diklo. If someone like takes off the branches of a palm tree. So Adaita the Diklo Koni. If you das is to improve the palm tree, to make it grow better, then you corner the palm tree. That's called the kinyan. You made an improvement in the palm tree. But adaita the chiyusalakoni, if your das is the tzarech be'emoisav, you need it for your animals to give to them teat, then you're not kinyan the dekel, because that's not called you made an improvement into the dekel. That's not called the chazaka in the dekel. Now, hechidami, how can we tell what the purpose of taking the branches off the palm tree is? Hechidami, shokol mehagisa adaita the dikla. If you pull off some branches on the right side, some branches on the left side, that means you want to make the palm tree itself grow better. And you want to prune the palm tree to make it grow better, that would be called a good chazaka. That you made an improvement in the crack in the tree. But kula mechad gisa, if you pulled off all the branches from one side, then the svar is adaita the chiyusa. You did it because Tom, you need the branches, you did it for your animals, not for the sake of the tree, there would not be a chazaka. But Yomash Shmuel says, Haiman de Zochi Zichi. Adaita da Arya Kona. Somebody's cleaning up the field. He's cleaning up the wood. There's pieces of wood that's on the field. He goes to clean up the field. Rajban says, Mechabed o Metaris Asadim Mekisom Yasavim Roim. He goes to clean out the field from sticks that are there. So it depends. Adaita, if he does it to make the field cleaner, so in Rajban says, Yotei Noich Lecharish, it'll be easier to plow the field then. So Kona, that's called an improvement in the field, and it's a kinyan, it's kinyan chazaka. Again, we're also talking about where a ger died, and it's hefka now, and you want to be kinda. So if you stand, clean out the field, to make the field nicer, to make it fit to plow, it's a kinyan. Adaita the tzivu lekoni. But if you gather together these sticks, because you need sticks now, that's not a kinyan. That's not called a ticket in the field. Again, hechi damu, how do we tell the difference? Shoko ravavi vizutri adaita the arya. If you take big and small, so then we see clearly it's the purpose of cleaning the ground, not the chazaka. But shoko ravavri v'shava zutri, if you take the big sticks and you leave over the small sticks, adaitin tzivi, then we see your purpose is to take sticks. So you need big sticks, small sticks you don't need. Therefore, that's not called the chazaka. You're not making a ticking in the field. You're only doing it for your own sake. The Yomar Shmuel, haiman diaskel tiklo, adaitin diar yikoni. Also, you're cleaning out something here. Rashbam says, "Tiasko tiklo neisa machsholos meshalo pnei kakam shtechalokav the mishra machrisha itzav." You have a field there, and you're smoothing out the field. So, if you go to smooth out, take anything, any dirt that's there. So, if it's the das to make the field nicer to use the field, it's koni. Adaita devei daru lekoni. You want to make a press there, and you're doing it right now. Rashi's gurin lodish from tfuah. Some you want to thresh your wheat there, So that's not called a chazaka. That's not for the sake of the karka. That's for the sake of your tfua. Hey, you don't know, how do we know this? Shoku malai yivishod devansa daita darya. Liyashi says, tail, if you take away the tail means the hills there, and not to the guma. That's for the purpose of the field. But the arya malia ba malia venitsa venitsa daita the vedari. You take the hills by the hills and the holes by the holes, then you do not mean to smooth out the ground, then it's only for the purpose of your threshing your wheat. So there, that's not called a chazaka. That's not called a ticket in the field itself. All right, stop there. You're holding off nun dalin om an aleph. Again, on 5-10 lines down. V'yom ha-shmuel. Hayman di askel tiklo. If somebody fixes up the ground, adaita d'aryo, if you're cleaning out the ground to make the ground clean, koni, that's called a kinyan. You made a tikkun in the field. But adaita d'vei d'aryo, if you're only cleaning off the ground in order to make a threshing place there for your wheat, and then look, koni, that's not called a tikkun in the ground itself. Hey, chidomi, how do we see when you're smoothing out the ground what your intentions are? So it's like this. Shoku malayo v'shadya v'natso, if you take a hill and put it into a place that has a hole there, so then we see you might as want to smooth out the whole ground. Like you take the hills and put it into a place that's low, into a ditch. So then I bite to the area. Then we see you need to clean out the whole ground. But mulia bamulia, you stand, take all the hills and just throw them on the side. Or else venatsa venatsa, you just take care of the ditches. That's all. Then I bite to the vedori. Then we see your main intention is just to make one spot smooth that you can make a threshing place there. So that's not called you made a tikkun in the field itself. That would not be a kinyan by nichsei hager. Now the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, Hayman de posach ma yibaryo, if somebody opened up a flow of water to let it come into the field, like he opened up a stone there to let the water come in, so it depends. Adai to the yariya koni. If the intention is to irrigate the field itself, that would be a good kinyan. That's called a tikkun in the field. But adai to the kavri lekoni. If your intention is that the water should flow through your field in order to catch fish, that's not called a tikkun in the field. Then lekoni. Hey chidomi, how do we tell the difference? Posach shrei bovi. If you open up on two sides the hole for the water to come in and go out, then chayu mayo v'chad mapik. One lets in, one lets out. That's adai to the kavri. Their intentions are for the fish. And you want to have a stream of water go through it that you'll be able to get the fish, catch the fish. That's not called the kinyan. That's not called the ticket in the field. That's down for your side to catch fish. But chad bovi, if you only let one place open the water, like you only make a hole for the water to come in, then avadra svaris adaita diarya. Then your intentions are to irrigate the field itself, and that's called the ticket in the field. That will be called the kinyan. Hahu hayisasa, there was a lady. The ochla dikla, she ate the fruit off of palm tree, the fashicha, that was bent over. A palm tree was bent over, she pulled off the dates. Talaysa shana, for 3 years she's eating the dates of this field, of this tree. And again, we're talking about a field, a tree, of the nichse hager, that the ger died, and there's no yarshim, so it's like hefka. The question is, did she make a kinyan yet or not? So far she didn't make any kinyan. What happened was also who, another person came by, Rofik Tusei Purta, he like plowed underneath the tree a little bit. And also the Kaimei, the Levi, came in front of Levi, the Amrilon son said, the Maisu was Kaimei the Marukva, they brought this case in front of Marukva, and Ukmei the Yode, he said, okay, they can keep it. Ukmei, he can keep it, the last one. Now the lady first did not make a kinyan, even though she ate the fruits for 3 years, but she did not make a kinyan. It's like a field of hefka here. It was a nichsei hager. So the second person that came down plowed and made a chazaka in the field, he has a kinyan. Also caught Safka, she came and she started to scream, kind of in front of Levi. Oh my lord, they said to her, my yevud, what can I do for you? My yevud l'cho, t'lo yachzikto, kirmachzike inshi. You did not make a chazaka like people make it. The kids, you did not make a kinyan here, therefore you have no kinyan in this field. Omar Rav says, Hatzar Tzura, the Nichse Hager Kona. Again, you have this Nichse Hager, the Ger died, the property now is Hefka, whoever comes and makes a Kinyan owns it. So if you come and make a picture on the field, that's a kinyan. That's also called a kinyan in the field, making a picture. Suras Chaya, Yoif Rashi Rashbam says, you make a picture there. The Mor says, in the field, you carved out a picture in the field. That's also called a tikkun in the field. Yeah, why? The Rav, Lekoni Leginsa Devei Rav, Rav was only koina, the garden, the gina, for to his base in Edrish, Ela Beturta, by making a picture in the ground. Rashbam says, gina smucha the base in Edrashoi, the garden near his base in Edrish, voice of Shoger, it once belonged to a ger that died. And Rav Werner made a kinyan there. How did he make the kinyan? He drew a picture in the property. That's also called the tikkun in the field. That's a kinyan. Itma would learn like this. Sodeh ha-mesiyem et ha-mitzreah. You have a field that has boundaries. There are boundaries on all four sides. There are boundaries exactly where the field ends. So Amar Rav Huna Funa says, Amar Rav, name of Rav, Kivon shehichesh bo mochosh echod. Once you like put one shovel and like plow one shovel and the ground is konakula. That's a kinyan in the whole karka. You don't have to go and make a kinyan chazaka all over the field, every inch of the field. It's enough you make in one place a kinyan chazaka, that helps for the whole field. The Rashbam says, Kiva chichishbo, the chofa b'moro mochosh echad, you stick your shovel into the ground and take up one shovelful, is hako achas, the karka konakula, dain arofik barfurta. That's called you made a kinyan there. So that's what Rav Huna Marav says. Well, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar Mishno LeKonu El Amokam Achusha Bavad. No, in this type of a case of a Nichse Hager, where there's no Das Acheres Matne, there's nobody selling it to you. Just